your fire department.
Well, welcome to shoot
37 short, simple little steps. Yeah. Yeah.
You use this, I take it.
Used to.
Okay. Went to a different system.
It's a goat rodeo.
Well, now we know the process. Yeah, it's okay. It added one step, but we didn't know what the step was.
Wait till you try and get out of there.
bad. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we need to approve the agenda. I sent an agenda around you guys.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion about the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Public comments? Anybody have anything to say? Victoria.
I'm sure I thought I'd start at the beginning today and the end. On the website, the April minutes are still in draft form. I thought those were approved at the May meeting. And regarding the April minutes, and reading them over, I asked the question regarding bingo night, which in my genetic code, bingo is not part of it. I don't believe I inquired about bingo night. It might have been about pancake breakfast. Russ, do you use those audio tapes? Because I tried to listen to the audio tape to verify it. It's unintelligible. I mean, that you cannot understand anything that's being said in April. So, and Bill, your response to me, I think, per the printed minutes, regarding, yes, there's 5 Saturdays in May, we'll do a pancake breakfast. So we'll have bingo on the 16th. So that's a little confusing there. I'm questioning, shouldn't the May minutes have been posted in draft form out there?
I haven't gotten to it yet.
And then also, I'd like a copy of the list of members eligible to vote for the annual meeting that was available. And that's all right now.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Thanks, Victoria.
Sure.
Okay, President's Report. We had a couple of executive meetings. We need to bring forward some of the things that were discussed. The election of officers at the executive meeting at the annual meeting was me as president, John as vice president, Steve as treasurer, Russ as secretary. We also discussed some budget things. There were some expense things that were going to exceed the $750, and that was the water heater and the door and the garage door. Replace this garage door for $800, the water heater for $800 plus electrical, less we budgeted $1,000, approved expenses up to $1,000 for each of those things, and I think those. The water heater's been done. The door is going to be done here this next week. This morning, we had a couple discussions in the executive session about we didn't make any decisions about anything that we're going to do, but we've had discussions about the budget, Walker Day, and the water tender. So, and we will discuss the water tender thing. The budget, we're still going to work on the budget. It'll be finalized by next board meeting. Is the plan. Okay, so that being said, Russ, we haven't seen the minutes from May, so you want to...
Okay, so I have just a couple notes here. The minutes from the April meeting were posted. I'll go back and look at those again regarding Victoria's comments. Those are the only comments that I've received, yours just now. So I have received nothing yet from the board. Minutes from the annual meeting were distributed to the board members for review. I did get some corrections, and I'll post those for review. They'll remain in the draft status until next year when they are accepted at the next membership meeting. The May board meeting minutes are ready. I have not distributed them to the board. When I get an opportunity to do that, then I will post them on the website as well. There is no audio file from the May board meeting. There was an issue with our conferencing service. So And I've noted that in the minutes. In addition to that, I'm going to be updating our corporate filing with the state to include the names of the current board members. At the same time, I'm going to be renewing some licenses on trade names that are expiring in October. That's it.
A motion to accept the treasurer's secretary's report.
I'd like to make a motion to accept.
I'll second it. Johnny O moves. Terry Fiske seconds. Any discussion about the secretary's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
Okay, May, a very, very successful month, and obviously the end of our year. With respect to May, the total income, $47,000 actual against a budget of $34,000, leaving us with almost $13,000 favorable to budget for the month of May. And the expenses are actual $12,000, almost $13,000 against a budget of $12,000, almost break even, $870 over budget, leaving us for the month with $12,000 favorable. Looking at the final year-to-date for the year, total income, $128,000 against a budget of $126,000, virtually right on budget. And expenses, total expenses, $119,000. Against a budget of $126,000, very, very close to budget. Overall for the year, almost $9,000 favorable. So a very, very good year. Congratulations to all. And as Bill said, we'll try and have the budget for the new fiscal year wrapped up in the next 2 or 3 weeks so that we can get off to a good start. That's it. Any questions?
Questions for the treasurer? Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll motion.
Oh, my gosh, John, you're on.
I'm on fire.
14.
And this is totally unrehearsed, not like we talked about something like that.
John O'Nessing moves. Terry Fiske seconds to accept the treasurer's report. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You want to dispense with the fire chief report?
It's a quick one.
Okay.
All right, Roger. That's what we're here for. Defeat the purpose of everybody's time. But short report, maybe because of all the rain and cold. Calls, 3 medical calls, and 1 illegal burn. Training, we had engine operations and a mock fire out at the site of, or near the site of the Mohawk fire, which was in 2012. Personnel. Severity patrols continued. We've added more of a training component to it this year, which is more comprehensive than in past years, and just a little bit of color around that. I mean, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, work on the trucks and get to know the trucks better, but our training officer, Larry Markham, has been involved with working some of the shifts, and so he's, you know, finished, and we've had some people take him up on the offer to do a little more comprehensive training. I mentioned this at the annual meeting, but it's worth it for these minutes. We participated in 2 days of prescribed burning with the Forest Service in May. This is something that we had no access to for many years, and the feedback from the 2 days was positive, with the expectation set there will be more of an opportunity during the traditional burning season, which is in the fall and the winter. I don't know whether or not we need... you know, an attorney, I pray that we don't, but we need some sort of agreement in place. That's something that Jason Clausen, if anyone knows that name, has moved on. He got promoted to another district. Toby Cook, who's replaced him, wants to get some sort of agreement in place. Given the nature of our department, it would, you know, have very few moving parts, but that's something that's looming out there if he ever actually produces a document. Fleet. We talked about this a little bit in the executive session. We may have access to a water truck slash water tender that Mark Heron has been instrumental in helping us with. I'll have more details. I think at the next board meeting. It's coming down here today at 10:30. Dan Hauck and I are going to check it out. Kind of a lot in the up in the air with it, but big thanks to Mark for bringing it to our attention, brokering whatever the right verb is. Thank you for that. And I'll have more for you guys on that next time around. FEMA grant. So this is the thing that started in the fall of 2013 that is still going on. As a quick recap, we have at least one new person. We were awarded a grant for SCBAs, the breathing apparatus, a long, long time ago. These things take forever to play out. We took delivery on the primary part of the grant in December, which was the new SCBAs. The bid that we got for the SCBAs was quite a bit below the total award. So we had like $60,000 left over. We then had to get permission from FEMA to use that $60,000. That took several months because there was some sort of shutdown for like, 10 minutes that backed everything up for a couple of months. So that ended. We got the permission to use it. We've taken delivery now right behind John. Cases for the SCBAs. The other thing that's coming that we don't have yet are 9 additional face masks for the SCBAs. But so this is, they've been ordered. I don't have an estimate for delivery, but this is a 2013 grant, and we're halfway through 2015. So
it's just working with the government or something.
It's just amusing stuff. Yeah, it's a FEMA grant. The last thing I have on here, facilities. New director Doherty has been instrumental in, the water heater, the actual heaters in the garage, and the garage door. I guess apparently it's taken a turn for the worst very recently. I opened it this week.
Right.
And
what a mess.
Yeah. I mean, a few months ago that was not going on.
Right.
It's
Tuesday.
Is that when that happened?
Right.
No, Tuesday is coming in.
Right. Yeah.
Then there's going to be carriage bolts, so he's got to come up with a paint color.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so something terrible happened in the last couple of months, but thanks to Dan to being on top of it. That was a really funny one. I literally laughed out loud when I opened it. But,
it's wiggling.
But that's all I've got. Glad for any questions.
Any questions for Roger?
Well,
Roger, I have. Yeah. You're going to beat him. Okay. You made the motion. Get a second. You got a second for the motion? Except for in the discussion part.
How about it?
Roger.
Yes.
You're doing a great job with recruiting these firefighters. Or, I know you said earlier that you're not going to take credit for the guys walking through the door. But you're creating an atmosphere here where they can walk in the door. And that makes, and that's a very positive thing.
Thank you.
Scott Phillips, I think, is, retiring from Glendale. He's a guy who's going to come down here, certainly worked on foam and sure, things like that where he's coming from. You have this kid, a young kid who just walked in today. Looks like he's strong enough to help move the couches. There's all kinds of things that we can do. So I think it's going very, very well, Roger.
Thank you.
It's great.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's this thing with the Forest Service, all these things, you involving with these other fire chiefs and things. Now, we just don't want to make it so overloading for you that it's not a fun volunteer position anymore. So I don't know if you need help in somehow, some way, you let us know and figure out, so that you're not tied to this forever.
One of the firefighters, her friend is interested in helping with administrative stuff. There is, long story short, the red card system, what we need to integrate with that, for personnel needs for some of the folks who are interested in team stuff. The woman is very difficult to work with. Once I get this thing set up, that's an administrative task that we may be able to offload. So, we're kind of getting offers that way. When I first became chief, Carolyn Isley came down and helped me sort. I mean, it was, decades of paperwork stuff, and she helped a lot with that. I think she's a resource potentially for other administrative stuff. So the department does evolve. There will be more of an administrative burden. I like to think we're looking forward toward trying to address that so it doesn't focus all on one person. Thank you.
Yeah, part of that is you're coming down and have to take the trucks out all the time, and, you know, when we do these functions and things, you know, those are, you know, not really necessary for you to do. There has to be other ways of relieving some of that.
We're working on it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other comments for the fire chief? Okay. You know, all in favor of accepting the fire chief's report?
All right. Roger that.
Opposed? All right. Committee reports. Fundraising. Do we want to talk about fundraising? I'm going to talk about it later in the new business.
You know, I may be out of here in short 15 minutes.
Okay.
And we talked about most everything. Walker Day is moving forward. Everybody on the board has some function within Walker Day, which is great. The only thing I want to ask about is I know last month we approved tables and chairs were going to be purchased. Are we somewhere with that? And I think I'm asking Russ.
We're in Arizona, yes.
Okay, so we are here, though.
Yeah.
All right. All of us.
Right.
Are here. Okay. I know you've been swamped.
Yeah.
Should we put Bill on it just to get, six or eight tables and 24 chairs, something like that, we were going to order?
I think we were looking at 32 chairs and
okay.
10 tables. 10 tables, yeah.
Okay.
So
we need them in 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's all possible?
Mm.
Are they ordered or are they local?
No, they'd be Costco.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So I could just have Bill do that. There's no reason this can't be fun.
How are we going to pay
about that?
Well, for me,
the credit card deal that we used to cover.
Well, we'll have to.
I can go get them.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to use. You know, we'll use our American Express Costco cards to get reimbursed. And we don't have. So we.
Goat rodeo, what?
Yeah, I know. Do we ever get a Costco card for you?
I had to go out of town for a week, business stuff, and that threw off, so I apologize. I have not.
Okay.
That.
All right. So whoever picks up the chairs, and we just have to order them and get them delivered. We tried to order them in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't deliver them to Prescott.
Right.
You know,
do they have to be ordered, do you think?
Yeah. They don't have them in stock necessarily. Have these fold-up ones in the middle.
Yeah.
And we had this discussion because mm-hmm. you can't fold those, stack those up like
right.
that.
Okay. Right.
I'll
get the quantity and all that from somebody. But again, how do
give we it to you right now.
I'm just going to pay with
10
my
tables
American Express and then just get reimbursed.
Okay. 10 tables, 32 chairs, and if I can just delegate that and know that it's done.
Yeah, we'll go down there today and order them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a matter of picking them up.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, you'll set it up and then you can deal with logistics.
The other thing, I guess we'll go back a little bit. I went in there to get a table. I moved the table in here because, you know, we're constantly moving that thing up. You want to leave this sitting in here or want to take it back? Is it any way if we leave it in here for our board meetings, or do you have any other function use for this table? Extra table? Or you're starting to fill up in here.
It kind of takes up a lot of real estate.
Yeah, okay, so we'll move it back and forth. But in doing that, I see that those metal chairs, they take up a lot of space in there. So eventually...
The ones that don't fold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that we need to start the process of replacing those chairs. We need those chairs because we fill them up and it functions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have that number of seats here.
Right.
So that'll be part of our budget process, I think, and anticipate that we're going to have to replace all those chairs because they do take up space. Not only do they take up space, they fall. It looks like you've got them propped up in there. So, okay.
I work hard on this
chair for us.
Yeah. We talked too about taking some of those, getting these 32 to start replacing those, but taking those chairs, putting them out at the yard sale.
There you are.
To room them.
Yeah.
To see if we can sell them.
Anybody wants. Right.
Well, you know what we can do is, yeah, okay.
Okay. And that way we don't have to necessarily depend on
reach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The... any other committee reports? The fundraising, we're going to have to do some, we had
right.
some discussions about how to even out the flow of money coming in. We're going to budget it, you know, the way it actually comes in rather than divide it by 12 like we did last year.
Right.
So we're going to have we anticipate a big influx of money in September, October, and then a big influx in April or June,
mm-hmm.
right. April, May. And, so,
and a little bit more fundraising from the Firefighter Appreciation Day, which used to be a freebie, and now we have
okay.
a donation. So
okay.
that can be $500
okay.
or $1,000.
All right. I keep this Volunteer of the Month recognition in here, but I think I'll just take this out of the agendas from now on, and then every once in a while when we have something. There's so many people that do so many things to help so many times. It's hard to recognize one over the other. Rudy with the signs, John with the Walker Day. There's all kinds of things going on. All right, any other committee? We heard from the maintenance people. You didn't say anything, but we talked about your stuff. So anything going on with the maintenance? It's like we're growing weeds out here in the bricks. So I don't know. We need to spray those stupid things. I don't know.
We got more rain on the way.
Oh, the tree. You're going to take down the dead apple tree.
Right.
It's yeah. Okay, we're going to take it down. Okay. All
right.
When they took them down before, they created some grief. So but you're going to leave the one that still has some green?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get down the one, fertilize the other one.
Yeah, okay. All right, election results. Russ, you want to tell us what the counts were? Did you have them handy there?
I do. We have one write-in candidate that was Lauren Byturkey received one vote out of the published candidates. John, 119 votes. Rudy, 124. Dan, 121. The bylaw changes.
That's a big one for you.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I'm sure. You guys, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
With the bylaw changes, the votes for were 107. Votes against, 30. There were four abstaining. So the changes to the bylaws were adopted by the membership with the appropriate two-thirds vote. The total number of votes was 141. The required two-thirds vote to pass was 94. We had 107. Questions about the...
When you say the word abstaining, they just didn't write anything in, or they physically wrote in, I refuse to vote on that?
No, they wrote nothing.
So they may have missed it.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you know, just as a side note, we did find one ballot from last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do that every day.
So it didn't have the proper candidates on it. So.
Turns out Terry's out.
Okay.
Our worst thing that could happen.
Those are the election results. Walker Days. We've been talking about Walker Days, so
and it's Walker Day.
Day.
Let's be clear. Yeah, yeah. There's no Z at the end. It's
okay.
A couple hours. That's all.
Facility maintenance.
Walker. A couple hours.
Yeah.
Walker. 3 hours.
The bridge project. They've started work, apparently. Anybody have any information about it? Are they in communication with you at all about this project?
Negative.
You know, about how you're going to get your fire trucks around there and all sort of stuff?
Well,
about Old Walker Road and
that kind of
stuff?
The whole time, they've been very clear that the traffic will never stop. So, from that standpoint, you know, hopefully that plan hasn't changed, but to the extent that's the case, I mean, it's one way at times, but if we come through with an emergency, you know, the road won't be closed.
They haven't started putting people through the creek yet. They're still going over the bridge.
Hopefully they're going to pay that. It'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
I'll see a truck and it's going to go, it's not going to get bottomed out. It's going
right.
to get bumper to bumper
yeah.
stuck in there.
Right.
Yeah.
They got the big equipment they can pull
it out.
And the Old Walker Road is open, but it's not very passable. You know, some of that property up there has not been maintained, but you can get through there still. You know, push comes to shove, we could get that open. Facility maintenance, the budget. Okay, we're talking about the budget. We're going to try to get the budget. Looks like we already covered most of the agenda stuff. New business, I have fundraising. Not really, you know, we talked about that a little bit briefly in terms of what we're going to do. Community announcements, Firewise, WCAA, Firewise. And anything else? Victoria?
Yeah.
Victoria.
Just remember... July 4th, that's the first Saturday. That's Sunday, Saturday here. You'll be inside at the fire station, which is good so that a lot of people who are, let's say, handicapped or have walkers and such can now be on the level surface. So we appreciate being able to use the facility for that. That's from 1 to 3. And then at the WCAA July meeting, following the board meeting, we'll be having a guest speaker. So if you want to go to the birds or hear about the birds, come here, Eric Moore, who's the owner of Jay's Bird Barn. That's all we've got going on right now.
And coats.
Oh, and coats. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Winter coats.
Winter coat drive is still going on. It's been a slow start, but I'm assured people will be both stepping up to the plate and giving me some coats. We're still taking a dollar donation per coat or whatever you care to donate. And if you don't have a coat, and these are winter coats, We'll be glad to take $20 for the coats for kids. So, and I'll be collecting some the morning of Walker Day.
Okay.
And I'll put out an announcement.
Good. And Victoria, you haven't made this announcement here, but when I was at your WCAA meeting, and I don't mean to break the tradition here of speaking with you while it's your turn to talk, but you have these little green bags.
Oh.
And I don't know that somebody at this table would not. I don't mind participating in that.
No.
I think it's a great program.
I'll be glad to.
And if you don't, would you mind describing what that is?
Not at all. It's the Yavapai Food Neighbors Project, and somehow WCAA or I got involved with it, really through Catholic Charities. She got a hold of me. And what this is trying to do is to alleviate the peak of food in the food pantries, Thanksgiving and Christmas, Easter, that type of a thing. So every other month, green bags are physically collected from people who volunteer to fill up a green bag. And right now my husband Jeff is taking the flow down to the distribution drop-off point over at the Walmart on the far side of town. And it's very easy to do. You keep the green bag in your garage, and you go shopping, and you put a couple of cans in it, a couple of bags of beans in it, rice in it, etc. Bring it to the WCAA meeting or the board meeting, whichever is easy. And I take them, and we take them to the food bank, you know, over there. This food is distributed in the area to the local food bank. And this encompasses Chino Valley, Prescott, et cetera. And it's pretty easy to do. So that's the Yavapai Food Neighbors Project.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you.
Anybody Mark?
Yeah. At the annual meeting, we talked about Big Bug and going for donations. I just want to give you an update. Dan did approach me today about kind of a secondary part of this, and then Russ McDowell also stepped up this year for at the beginning of the week. To date, I have checks for you for $11,700.
Wow.
That we'll get our $15,000
over. Freaking awesome.
Fairly easily. But we had a bigger offer that came in from Russ McDowell.
Does that mean you're going to take the checks back?
Well, I'll get to that when I get with Dan's add to it today. Russ McDowell bought my son's old water tender 2-3 years ago. It's a 4,000-gallon water tender. It's a potable water source tank truck. And he put a driver in, and the driver actually works for me. It hasn't panned out because of the driver working for me. He doesn't have enough time to drive this truck. So for Russ, it's been more of a pain than anything. His ultimate goal of buying that truck was to keep it in Walker as an additional source of water if we ever needed it. It's really more of an inconvenience for him. So Russ has offered to donate that water tender to this department. It's a daily driver. Roger, I emailed Roger to ask him his thoughts on it. It is a big truck. What we're going to do is offer it to the department. He can take a look at it. I just found out the mileage. It is high mileage on it. It is a big truck. Joe's going to drive it down here about 10:30 where you can take a look at it. Regardless of what the department, whether they want it or not, Russ will sign it over in anything you want. You can keep it, retro it, use the money to retro to put it into service. You can sell it on the open market, or I'll throw in another possibility. If I was to put it in service for myself, I would give the department $10,000 for it, and then you can use that money along with the others to go towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a done deal as far as if the department wants it. Russ is looking to, he gets his write-off, and the department gets a new tender for the community.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what you do with it.
Right.
So he's pretty open that it's, the department says yes, he signs the title. It's free and clear. And you'll see it is, the tank at one point, the tank is valued at $20,000 or $25,000. The truck itself, and I don't know enough about the mechanics of it. Again, Joe drives it a lot. I looked at it yesterday for the first time, and there's some obvious signs to me of damage.
Mm-hmm.
not the tank, but fenders and the truck and stuff like that.
Right.
Jonathan, since he used to own it, was there. I actually took him to Phoenix yesterday to fly home. He happened to be in town this week, and he told me, you know, there's an air leak in one of the brakes. There's a few little things mechanically that would need to be done, but it would be up to you what you want to do with it. It's totally up to the department what they want to do with the truck. Keep it, sell it, auction. Russ doesn't care.
Okay. That's a great donation from Russ.
Okay.
I'll address that in a second.
Yeah, right.
Volunteer to work for Russ.
Yeah. Bill, you have anything to say?
No, no. I'm just here watching.
Sorry, anybody else have any? Victoria?
Got to finish it up.
Sure, sure.
I'm curious how many proxy votes were cast. And you're talking about replacing a garage door for $800. I don't know if it's that garage door that just disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then at the May meeting, you did approve the $2,000 for the tables and chairs. And seriously, we need a new tender, and you're asking everybody to donate $1,000 towards that tender. I really think that should be reconsidered by the board. I don't know that this is an emergency, that you need to go out and spend $2,000 for items like this when we've got them right now in stock and can probably live with them for another year when you've got the new tender and everything's part of copacetic. So that was it. Thank you.
Okay, let me understand what you're saying. Are you saying that the money that we budgeted are approved to spend for chairs and tables are not necessary, and a garage door, that's not, you don't think those are necessary?
No, I wanted to know which garage door you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
To replace that.
Those are two different subjects, the garage door.
Okay.
And then the
clarification.
Right. And then expenses. Okay. All right. Let me address Mark, and then you can maybe,
yeah.
Go first. Or
you want you go first.
Okay.
You're the president. You're the big boy chair.
Okay. This is a very generous remark in terms of from Russ, and I'm sure you've been part of this, and this offer to buy it as it gets transferred to us for your company is exceptional, okay? The issue with those large trucks is that we had this discussion. Do we have people that are eligible to drive the thing? You know, that's a CDL requirement. I don't know if there's a CDL requirement because we're a fire department. We could probably get away without having a CDL, but the person would have to be trained at least and be familiar with the truck. Those large trucks are good for a large transport of water. And back and forth to a central point where the smaller trucks can use it as a ferry. The county has two of those trucks that are available for us in emergencies. So whether or not a big truck like that is necessary for us is not necessarily, it's nice to have it. We could maybe put it out on a fire, and be able to send it out for fires, but then we'd have to have a driver or hire a driver to come and do that sort of thing. So. Those are the kinds of the discussions, and we've kind of left it up to Roger to, make those decisions. But it certainly is a great donation. We can certainly, even if you didn't buy it, if we would probably have to dispose of the thing fairly quickly and go through whatever process that is to do that. So that's kind of the thinking here at the board and about this. It's a very generous offer, and we appreciate it. And Roger, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, one for Mark and also for Victoria. About needing the inside of the station, I don't remember all the for the ice cream thing. I think that's new information. It doesn't really change anything, but can you coordinate through Mark Keegan?
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, I don't even remember it. For this conversation, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is we said you could use, just coordinate through Mark, please, for moving trucks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I didn't give all that detail that Mark did because I didn't want to talk out of turn, because the generosity on the table, I thought to put it in appropriate.
He has to leave, yes.
Apparently.
Yeah. His buddy's
here. He left his pillow.
No, he'll be back. He's
so I didn't want to talk out of turn. So that being said, I was aware of everything that Mark and I had a detailed discussion about this during the week through email. And so, you know, first, you know, from top to bottom, thank you. Also, we owe a big thanks to Randy. I don't know exactly how this will shake out, but to the extent what you put on the table is on the table, you know, it really is a huge, huge thing for the department. So, you know, hopefully, you know, thank you very much for stepping up like that. That's just huge, and it's a huge thing for the department. So, you know,
well, like I said, Russ is willing to sign it over, no strings, no conditions, and the department can do what it wants with it.
Yeah.
And like I said, my secondary offer for me to buy, I don't need a truck that big.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is just to get more cash into the department's pocket. Because if I took it, Jonathan told me I would need to spend $10,000 on it to do what I would need to do. It's bigger than what I'd want.
Yes.
So easiest for me is the department takes it, and the department, if they don't use it, they sell it.
Uh-huh.
Because on the open market, I know you'll get a lot more money for it.
Mm-hmm.
We went on to Craigslist, and these trucks go for as high as $35,000, as is.
Okay.
So I think the department could make enough money out of just selling the truck. A couple of what is coming in now, coupled with what you have to buy the truck you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Russ doesn't do it.
Okay, if I can, hang on, Bill. If I understand it, then we would take the truck, try to market it, and then as a stopgap, you might step back in.
I would. So now there's one other facet that was presented by Dan this morning, and that's the company that his wife works with. And why don't you explain it a little bit?
They will match any kind of firewood, but it has to obviously has to come from Irene. And Bill brought up a great, you know, was discussing it. Irene and I. It has to come from us. It can't be like, it can't, I don't know if they're, if it's, I don't even know how, what kind of legality, tax law legalities involved, but it has to come from us, and any donation we make, and they'll do up to $30,000, up to $30,000, they'll match it.
Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar.
And it's because she's a Merck employee, and
right,
has to go through you guys.
Right.
Okay.
And that, but then Bill pointed out, people will lose their tax write-off.
That's correct.
So that could be an issue, too.
Mm-hmm. Can she go back to Merck and tell them, can these people present, because the checks are made out too, well, most of them.
Is that the FBA, right?
There's one that was a cash donation, but all these checks are made out to WFPA.
Okay.
Can they see that these are made out to WFPA?
Well, hang on a minute here. That's, Bill, you had your hand up there for a minute. You want to discuss
it? I kind of moved on. I was saying, when Jonathan and I sold that truck, the rest of Donald, he bought it for $35,000 3 years ago. So just give some indication of value. We've kind of moved on.
Okay,
The tax question, though, is perfect for you. Yeah, the tax question is some of the people may not itemize. They may not have a mortgage anymore. They don't have big medical expenses. That may not matter. Other people, you'd have to explain to them that, look, your money can be doubled, but you have to give up your 25% tax deduction or 33% tax deduction. Some of them might do it for the doubling, or some of them might be in a 15% bracket and say, hey, yeah, if my $1,000 can become $2,000, I'll give up my $150 tax deduction.
Is there even a reason for them to give it up, though? I mean,
if you write the check.
Well, okay.
The authorities, they're not a 501c3.
And I don't know how that works.
Right. I mean, I give you, if I gave you $1,000, then you would give it to Murphy.
It goes in our bank, and then we would put it towards.
If one of your customers, if one of your clients came to you and said, hey, I gave him my house, boy, it's going to the Walker Fire Department, would you say,
that's
probably a legitimate write-off?
You may have a filing in position, but probably not, because
if you want, Irene's going to be on the phone with them tomorrow, Monday morning. So she's going to be on the phone trying to figure this out. We read through all the policy on it, and it looks like we're good as long as it's coming from us.
Right.
So if you want to figure out,
I understand, Victoria.
Or maybe we'll talk. Let's figure out how we can do it.
Okay. Okay. You guys can work that kind of detail out. You know, you talk to Bill. Bill's the lawyer with the tax, and it's right in his bailiwick. Roger, you were
at
something
else. I guess, does anyone think that there would be, if all the other obstacles are removed from this, you know, idea with Merck, is there any sort of problem with a board member taking in regardless of the outcome, taking in money in this capacity, because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Talk to the guy in the green shirt.
But I don't know if that's a...
Well, I don't think we would be giving...
So that was my question. I don't know the actual tax
guy. I'm writing a check hypothetically to Irene, who just says, hey, I can double this donation.
Yeah.
We'll find out more on Monday, though. Merck might say, actually, it can be made out to the WFDA. It has to just come through Irene. We'll
but this is something, you, Bill, you don't mind coordinating with, helping him with, maybe give a little,
cool.
Talk about lawyers' involvement. I can't say no, Victoria, with the way it's
because
been going.
Because I worked for a company that did matching, exactly the same thing. And what it's going to boil down to, I would not even say, let them know what you're thinking of doing. You either decide it's all going to come from Dan,
yeah,
through him, directly to them, and they want you... One little iota whisper that it's made out to you from somebody else,
yeah,
they're going to negate it.
I see.
I see.
Right. I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is complex at the very least. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, you had a couple of comments in terms of the proxies. Do we have a number of proxies?
I don't know what it is. I'll have to look that up.
Plus or minus, we know.
And the last count that I remember was just short of 40, and it might have been more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Victoria, we will get a number of proxies.
Yeah.
You had also requested a list of eligible members. We'll get that for you. I don't know what Russ's schedule is like, but we'll work it out. And sometime before the next board meeting, we'll try to get it to you as quickly as we can. Okay. And in terms of the garage door, you heard the conversation about the garage door. And then in terms of the operation of the board and their budget and expenditures, in terms of what we're doing, there was some discussion in terms of this $1,000 request that was when Roger first broached the subject of the water tenders was last year. And we water tenders we have are functional and they're working, but there's always the risk of these old trucks, the more you use them, the more that they're going to break down. So we knew that we were going to try to do this extra funding request for water tenders. And this year we actually did it. And Roger suggested, and we all agreed on the board, that he would make a request for $1,000. If he would recommend or not recommend, it would just be an ask.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take $10. But because this community has a history of donating lots of money to buy equipment, and we have a great number of trucks out there that other departments are very envious of. So this special request is in addition to our budget. In the best of the worlds would be that we could operate from within our budget and make these expenditures without making special requests. But at the same time that we're doing this, making the special requests and asking for money for things, we got some input that the $1,000 request or recommendation was maybe too high, maybe $500 would have been better. Vic's position, Vic's not here, so he can't defend himself, is that if you ask for more, you'll get more. And if people can give less, they'll give less. But at the same time, we need to be able to operate our business, because that's what we're about here, is operating as a business. We've recommended that, or we've recognized, we've done very little in terms of these chairs and tables over the years. The old heavy wooden tables, they went away about 3 years ago because they were very difficult to deal with. It's an expense that's not necessarily related to the operation of the fire department, but it is related to the operation of fundraising efforts. So we need to be able to function, and we need to be able to spend the money. As you heard from the budget or the treasurer's report, we do have money. We are not hurting financially. It's just too big of a bite. We don't want to necessarily take that $30,000, $40,000 out of this budget at this point. But at the same time, we need to reduce the impact of these metal chairs that are there and have been here forever. So we need, and I understand that we're being watched, in terms of the money that we spend. We try to spend it wisely. So The garage door needs to be replaced. I mean, there's no sense in having something that doesn't work. Somebody can get hurt on it. The chairs, we need to be able to have fundraisers here and have people sit and be comfortable. That we ask them to bring chairs. Tables, John has made an effort to actually rent some of these tables. We have filled these tables up many times in our events. So, now, we appreciate the fact that you're worried about the way we spend our money. Keep your eye on us. Keep your thumb on us. We're more than happy to have the input. We may not do always the things that you want us to do, but sometimes the things that you tell us and suggest to us will eventually become what we do. So, having said that, anybody else have any comments in terms of that? Mark?
One small point. I just looked down at my list, and on the contributions, 7 of them were $1,000 contributions, 9 of them were $500, and I had a $200.
Yeah.
So people have been very generous.
Yeah.
And it's you guys and Roger that have made people want to step up and help this. All the crap that we've gone through in the last several years, you guys have done an outstanding job of quelling the dissension here. And that's why people are stepping back in, and they want to support this department. And when you come to these board meetings and you see the way you guys are working together, you're making the advances on across the board, every part of this department, that's why people donate. And I'm sorry, but when you have somebody that comes and nitpicks everything you say and everything
well,
you do,
okay.
It's upsetting.
I'm not nitpicking.
All right, hang on. We don't. That's one of the things that I don't want to happen. Nobody directs anybody else personally.
I didn't miss my name.
No. All right.
Because that's the history, and we don't want that.
Say what you say and leave everybody else alone.
So, Bill, are you waiting for me to make a motion?
Waiting for you to make an emotion for us
to adjourn.
Adjourn
this wonderful meeting.
All right, have a second. All right, Fiske.
Great.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.